For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I've been talking a lot about the Commanders.
Yeah.
7-2 going into a huge game with the Steelers coming off a bye, I will point out.
Yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm pretty sure at this point it's just locked into Sunday at 1 o'clock. I think if they were going to flex it, it would come out last week. I'll look to confirm that. Getting a lot of tweets, a lot of excitement. Brandon Coleman was fantastic yesterday, and he did it with a broken finger that got pushed back into place in during the game by his teammate.
I don't know if I would trust any one of y'all to do anything medical.
Did you ever have to pop one of yours in and out like that?
Nah.
Mm-mm. You really were blessed.
Very much.
Wasn't your only major injury like sophomore year of high school or something?
No, I was in the seventh grade when I broke my kneecap.
Yeah.
Playing touch football.
That's crazy. How'd you do it?
I got pushed down and hit this rock. It stuck through my thing and separated a piece of my kneecap.
Oof.
But I didn't even know his kneecap was separated. I pulled a rock out, stopped the bleeding, kept playing ball. Yeah. Running in upward bound right before, 10th grade. And my knee locked up. So I called my mom. She had to come pick me up, took me to the doctor. And he's like, when does this happen? They had like a little scar. I told him, he said, well, your kneecap healed. The piece that separated healed at the bottom part. And it got caught with the bone right there. And they had to cut a piece of it out.
Oof. I did want to just
kind of tell. Wasn't that bad, though, Jay? It was just all right.
It sounded like it hurts. I did want to go around the NFL a little bit. I'm just seeing this from Jonathan Jones from CBS. So the Raiders hired their O coordinator and a couple other people on their offensive staff. Old friend Scott Turner, leading candidate to become the play caller out there.
Ooh.
And they're saying, you ready for this one, B? They might bring in Norv to help.
I was about to say that.
I mean, Norv's a hell of an offensive mind, man.
He is that. I got to give that to him.
So, I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. As you go further around the league.
If I am a coach and I got an offensive coordinator with his daddy coming in, I'd be worried.
Pierce doesn't seem the kind of guy to worry.
Okay.
But. I mean, honestly, I think if you're Antonio Pierce, you should probably be worried anyway. That team's bad. I kind of think they were, whether they knew it or not, they were kind of set up to be bad. I just am not sure how much talent they had, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. But there's a lot of bad teams.
There's a lot of bad football going on around the league, and it has a lot to do with it. There's also bad coaching.
Bad coaching.
Yes.
Practice rules, like what these teams. It was really interesting. I think it was. I'm trying to remember what offensive lineman was kind of saying this, but how difficult it is to build out your run game plans because you generally don't get to practice the run.
Well, I asked this question: what the hell are the Ravens doing there? They got a run game. What are they doing that everybody else not doing? So I would think that if you're not pushing it to the brink, then you're not trying to win on a consistent basis.
I mean, Washington has a run game.
They have a damn good run game. And they're pushing it way more than they were pushing it before.
Right. If you look yesterday, favorites covered in, I mean, hell, I think you can go back Atlanta, Baltimore, Buffalo might not have covered. I don't know what that spread was. Bengals covered. The Chargers covered on the road. The Skins covered on the road. I don't know what the hell the line was, Titans, Patriots. Then you go Cardinals covered, Eagles covered. Maybe the Eagles didn't cover. I don't know what that line finished at. Detroit covered on the road.
The Eagles won, what, 20?
28-23 was the final.
And it was 5.5?
So then it didn't go. But the favorites kind of won out. Did you watch last night at all?
Some.
Sam Darnold had 3 picks.
That was a long day, bro. Is Sam Darnold, he's resorting
he had two
back.
Picks and a fumble.
Yeah, he's resorting back to who he really is.
They still move the ball pretty well. He's smart enough just to go to Jefferson. I just don't know what that Vikings team is. The way they play defense, though, and the way Brian Flores dials that up, it is at least difficult to watch and deal with. One team I think we might not be talking about enough, Brian.
Who's that?
I think Atlanta's pretty good. They can move the ball, man. They're now 6-3, first in the NFC South. Kirk's got that offense humming. You got serious weapons in Bijan, Kyle Pitts, Drake London. That's something worth watching.
Yeah, I'm with it. But the Saints, they were lining. What was the players today? No, they lost to the
Saints. Pass. Lost to Carolina.
Yeah, that's not good.
What do you think Miami wants to do here?
I think they're a little confused. They want to try and go all out with Tua, but then they also scared to allow him to do too much.
Tua was really good yesterday, 25 of 28, 230, two touchdowns. He ran it a couple times, and I think the whole stadium was super nervous.
That's what I'm saying. I would not want to be playing a game where I am overly concerned about what can happen, what can transpire.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder on a broader scale for the Dolphins if it's like we have approached this situation on this speed. Like we're going to build a track team and just see if we can outrun everybody. And at some point you have to.
Eventually you got to out-physical everybody.
You got, and you got to like identify what it is you're doing and if it's working or not for the long haul and change something.
It is still football, people. It's a physical game. And if you think you're going to just outrun everybody, that ain't going to happen. Because if they're more physical than you, you might outrun them, but can you stop them? You know what I mean? That question should be popping up in everybody's head.
What do you think of the Saints firing their coach at this point?
I'm surprised it took that long.
I just don't understand what the point of it is. But
I mean, you gotta do something eventually. Was you going to just hold on to him forever?
No. Maybe you want to give somebody else on the roster a shot.
Why? They've been there the whole time.
Why else you firing him then?
Because I'm going to get rid of him and the whole culture we have there.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to change the.
They ain't going to change it this year, but you get a jump on next year.
I guess. So
these dudes are, well, that's a young lady who runs the team now and down there. So, but they
Dale
Benson. When you got that much money, sometimes you're not concerned about the stuff that we as regular people are concerned about. They're like, look, I don't want you coaching my team no more because you make it look bad.
All right. There are a bunch of – there's no more one-win teams, but there's a lot of two-win teams through 9 weeks. Tell me who's the worst, B.
Of the two-win teams?
Yeah, I'm going to give them all to you. Dolphins, Browns, Jaguars, Raiders, Patriots, Panthers, Saints, Giants.
You got to be between the Panthers, the Saints – and the Jaguars.
I think the Raiders could give you a run for your money. And the Patriots.
Hey, man.
Jaguars are really bad. The Titans.
The Raiders didn't give a quarterback $60 million, though, did they?
No.
The Jaguars did. That's why I'm looking at them as the worst.
Dude, the NFC, I think the NFC is pretty top-heavy. I think Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Steelers are real AFC, Super Bowl contenders. AFC, yeah, sorry. The AFC is really top heavy. I think Chiefs, tell me if you disagree, Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Texans, Ravens could all win the Super Bowl. Those are legit Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
The rest of this is somewhere between eh and absolute dreck. The bottom two playoff teams right now would be the Chargers and the Broncos. I think the Broncos are total fool's gold with a little bit of decent defense. I think the Chargers are well coached, but probably a year away from mattering.
Broncos wasn't very much the defense yesterday.
No. The Ravens are really good at exposing frauds, and they did that yesterday. Colts, Bengals, Jets, Titans, Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Raiders, Pats. I mean, that's
I forgot the Patriots in there, too. The Patriots were rather bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, half of the AFC has three wins or fewer. That's bad.
I mean, they're losing to a lot of NFC teams.
I don't know in the NFC. Who's a legit Super Bowl contender in the NFC? Detroit,
for sure.
Is Washington?
I mean, Washington, maybe. Because, I mean, we can, at this point now, we can't say it's just it's a fluke.
Lions, Commanders, Falcons, Vikings, Eagles, Packers?
I go with that.
Vikes are 6-2. Yeah. But I think the longer the body of work goes, watching Darnold run that offense, the harder it gets to really buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers, I'm curious, you know, they got trounced by the Lions, but Jordan Love's health, I think, has clearly been a factor. Maybe he's able to get healthy down the stretch here. The Packers haven't had their bye week yet either. You still have the Niners looming. Mm. Niners are 4-4, had a bye this week. Do you buy a Niners second half run?
The Niners are loaded with talent, but they have a lot of injuries. And let's be real now. We got to start having a conversation about Christian, too. He got hurt week one.
He hasn't played all year.
He hasn't played yet. But people keep talking about when he's healthy. Hell, he ain't been healthy for 9 weeks now.
Bro, not only has he not been healthy, but he's been going to Germany for, like, secret plasma
treatment. That's my whole thing now. When someone goes to Germany, does he know everything he's taking is going to be legal?
I don't know, but clearly you're desperate at that point. It's going to be very interesting, that NFC West, because there's a lot up for grabs still. Nobody's pulled away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's exciting to be in Washington.
I love it.
All right, nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets when we return.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.